You're listening to The Morning Drive with Chris Beckham on Valdosta's information leader, News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
All right, back in the Morning Drive on this Friday morning. I want to remind you again for our listeners up in the Tift County area. We've got a couple of our listeners who were nice enough to pass along the fact that there was an accident this morning on I-75 in the southbound lanes around exit 62, a two-car accident. They had left two lanes blocked around exit 63, 62, somewhere in that area in the southbound lane. So if that's in your daily route of travel, you may want to avoid that area. And if you can't avoid it, just be very cautious until they get all of that cleaned up. We always appreciate when listeners are able to tell us about a traffic type or something like that so we can pass that along. So again, to those listeners, we appreciate it. Coming up next week, we're going to have more candidate interviews, which we are appreciative of those folks as well. So City Councilman Tim Carroll will be with us on Monday. Also, City Councilman James Wright will be with us next Thursday, and we've got others that we're lining up as well. But our first candidate interview is in the studio with us this morning. J.D. Rice is a candidate for mayor, and he joins us inside the studio. J.D., good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for the invitation.
We appreciate your time. It's been a busy time. We were kind of talking during the break there. If anybody wants to, just doesn't have enough to do, they should run for office, because that'll give you a lot to do.
It really will. I mean, it's almost a daily occurrence that something is going on that you need to be a part of.
Yeah, but I know that's you were saying that's not something that you mind doing. You like getting out and talking to folks in Valdosta about what some of their concerns are. And let me ask you, of course, I think most folks know your background, J.D. You were fire chief here for 18 years?
18 years, that's
18
correct.
18 years, that's right. Whenever you retired, I guess it was 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, did you always think you wanted to run for public office, or after you retired, did you consider it, or what kind of got you to this point?
Well, I've always been interested in it. I really wanted to go back and get my teaching certificate and teach U.S. history.
Really?
And my wife told me, said, maybe you ought to just try being a substitute first to see if that's something you really want to do. And I did. I subbed a little bit last year at Valdosta High School in both Valdosta Middle and J.R. Newbern. And I really enjoyed it and still want to do it. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, I still had a urge to get active in the into the political arena, so that's why I started considering it.
Gotcha. And as you started to talk to people, I'm sure, about doing this, what are some of the concerns that you have heard that people would like to see done about Oscar, and what are you kind of basing your campaign on?
Well, you know, just in general, just talking to folks about our city and some of the things they see and things that they like to see done. The conversation kept coming up. You know, we need to have some public transportation. We need better paying jobs. We need affordable housing. We need opportunities for our kids. And what really got me, I guess, the concerned about really want to run was last year around the end of school term at Valdosta High School. I was talking to some of the graduating seniors, and I was just asking them in general, you know, what are your plans after high school? And some of them wanted to go to college, some were leaving Valdosta, going to places like Kennesaw State, and then and you had others had no idea. They just say there's nothing here. And I said, you know, something has to be done about this to give our kids an opportunity to stay in our city if they choose to do so.
Mm-hmm. The whenever you're talking about public transportation has been something that's been talked about a lot here lately, of course, with the Metropolitan Study that's been talked about. And it's something that if we could have it, I think it'd be great. I guess the question is, how do we get to that? And is that what you've been hearing, or what are your plans on how we can start that ball rolling? And of course, you have to talk about the cost of it as well.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, everybody talks about we need it. Mm-hmm. We became a metropolitan city in 2003, and they had a study then that said we needed one then, and they had another study done in 2009 that said we needed one, and now they're going to have a third study that's probably going to say the same thing, that we need one. But here again, the number one issue is then how do you pay for it? Mm-hmm. Well, we all know that you get federal funding that'll help pay for some of it, up mm-hmm. to $1 million. Help pay for some of it, and ridership will pay for some of it. But still going to leave a large gap to cover the cost. The last MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization study, said it's going to cost about $2 million to operate. One thing that I've looked at is that there's no way I would ever propose, support, or recommend a property tax increase. It seems like every time there's a new project to be funded. They want to raise people's property tax. Well, our property taxes are high enough already. Mm-hmm. So we got to look at other ways to fund the help fund the transportation system. Mm-hmm. One thing that we could look at, that the state passed a gasoline tax, became effective July 1 of this year. I've been asking our local state representatives how much of that money is going to come back to Valdosta, and we haven't been able to get a definitive answer yet, but we know some of it is coming back. It could be several hundred thousand, maybe even a million or more. We just don't know. Mm-hmm. The Department of Revenue does have a formula they're going to use to calculate what the percentage is, and I'm hearing about 8% of money collected is going to come back, but then again, we don't know the exact dollar amount, but we could use some of that funding to help pay for a transportation system. And if we partner with Lowndes County, we could also look at assessing ourselves an additional gasoline tax to help pay for it. There's ways to do it. That's just one area that we can look at. We have to look at everything has to be on the table to help pay for the system outside of cutting services to the public.
Exactly. J.D. Rice, candidate for mayor, joining us this morning. By the way, I do want to mention that Monday is the final day that you have to register to vote in the November the 3rd election. Of course, early voting begins 1 week later on the 12th. So you have today and tomorrow. If you have not yet registered, you can do that and make sure that your voice is heard. And, of course, everyone in the city limits of Valdosta will be voting in your election. Is that a tough thing to get out and try to – I mean, I know you've had a lot of forums, which is a good time to – get to see a lot of people at one time, but when you're talking about canvassing the entire city, you probably learn pretty quickly how big that city is.
It is. There are a lot of houses in Valdosta, I can tell you personally.
Yeah. But something probably goes back to your background as a fire chief. You probably already knew that because that's a big area to cover for the fire department.
That helped me out tremendously in normal areas in the street. So we were able to be able to cover a lot of ground. But we started early. We started in April. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do that because I knew we had a lot of ground to cover. And we had to get our message out there because anytime you're running against an incumbent, he has an advantage because he's already in office. Mm-hmm. So you got to get out there and let folks know where you stand and why you're running, and more importantly, giving them a reason to vote for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, J.D., that people sometimes approach it whenever you're running against an incumbent. Either it's just something that you said, I've always wanted to run for mayor, and now's my time. It doesn't matter if the incumbent's running or not. Or I don't like how things are going, and I would like to see some change. Kind of which one of those do you fall into?
Well, you know, and before I retired, there was some debate, some discussion on whether Mr. Gill would run or not. Mm-hmm. He hadn't made his mind that he would even seek a second term. And I felt that I needed to get timing was, to me, is everything. I couldn't wait until August when typically everybody announced they're going to run or not, because like I said, if I'm going to do this thing, I got to get my message out there. I got to meet people, because people may have heard of J.D. Rice, but they may not know anything about J.D. Rice, mm-hmm. Know how he stands or what he proposed to do. So the window of opportunity was very short for me. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wanted to go out and get out that early, so I could get meet people and talk to folks and let them know where I stand and what I plan to do if elected.
Again, you mentioned jobs and the economy, getting more jobs to South Georgia. And listen, every community, I think, talks about that and ways to do that. We have seen that the tax revenue kind of be the standstill here in Valdosta and Lowndes County over the last few years, probably for a variety of reasons. But as the mayor, how do you think you could affect getting more jobs here in town?
Well, one thing that won't work is relying on sales tax. Going to the mall, going to Walmart, those type of things are not going to help grow our base, because mm-hmm. Folks are only going to spend so much money. Mm-hmm. We need industries in here, businesses in here that's going to pay well-paying jobs, so folks can go out and buy cars, buy homes, buy big-ticket items, and that's going to grow your tax base. Mm-hmm. And that's what I plan to do is actively recruit those type of businesses and those type of industries to come to Valdosta, and so we can give folks good-paying jobs and grow our tax base.
Because I always think this would be an attractive place to have a business, but for a lot of different reasons, certainly transportation being one of them, being on I-75 and Highway 84, close to the ports, that kind of thing. When you're talking about manufacturing, I think that would be a good selling point.
Chris, it would. Valdosta is ideally located for almost any type of industry or business that wants to locate. We have two major rail lines coming through our city. We have Interstate 75 coming through our city, Interstate 10 just down the road, two U.S. major highways, U.S. 41 and U.S. 84 coming through here. An airport that a lot of people don't realize has the second the third longest runway in the state of Georgia behind Hartsfield-Jackson and Savannah-Hilton Head. So there's a lot to offer from Valdosta, and we have a workforce. It really bugs me that, you know, you hear politicians say, well, the workforce is not here. That's not true. That's simply not true. Lowndes High School produces a lot of good graduates. Valdosta High School produces a lot of good graduates. Wiregrass produces a lot of good graduates. Georgia Military and Valdosta State University. So the workforce is definitely here. I use the example of a town called West Point, Georgia, a town of 3,000 people that convinced Kia Motor Company to come to their town to build a $1.3 billion automobile factory there. And they hired 4,000 people. And there's no way in the world you can convince me that all 3,000 folks in West Point knew how to build cars.
I can guarantee that's not true. So is that a matter of working with the county, the Development Authority, Chamber, those folks, and kind of getting that together, state legislators as well, or do you have an idea of what that formula could be to be more successful in that area?
It has to be a team effort. It has to be. The chamber has to be on the same page as the city. The city has to be on the same page as Lowndes County and the Industrial Authority as well. We have got to stop this turf fighting. It's not doing us any good. I use examples of Macon-Bibb County, Augusta-Richmond County, Savannah-Chatham County, even Albany-Daugherty County. They're all synonymous with each other.
Right.
But somehow when it talks about Valdosta, it's always Valdosta and then there's Lowndes County. But my premise is this. Chris, what's good for Lowndes County is good for Valdosta. What's good for Valdosta is good for Lowndes County.
Now, that brings up, because some of those places you mentioned have consolidated governments. Is that something you feel like is in the future here or needs to be in the future here?
Well, I don't know if we can consolidate governments, but we definitely can look at consolidating some services. Back in the mid-90s, the Georgia legislature passed a bill called House Bill 489, which basically talks about providing services to the citizens. And back then, there were some areas that were consolidated. It's time to revisit House Bill 489 and see what we can do further. There are some things that we can do that will help save both the county money and the city money and taxpayers as well.
J.D. Rice, candidate for mayor, joining us on the Morning Drive on this Friday morning. As you've gotten into this process, and you mentioned that you started pretty early in April, have you been surprised by any of the comments that you've heard from your constituents as you've been out talking to them, things that concerns that maybe you didn't realize were, concerns that people had?
Yes, and I really hadn't been surprised, but what's been fascinating to me is the number of people that want us to do more for our seniors. And I understand that we need to look at that. That's an avenue that we really haven't tapped into. A lot of folks are not moving to Florida like they were, and they're looking at Valdosta as a retirement home. And some great ideas have been expressed to me. I had a gathering last month, and that was a general conversation. Is why don't we look at looking at doing something for our seniors, like living conditions. Golf courses, amenities that would attract seniors to look at Valdosta as a home base to retire.
Yeah, and we've seen communities really try to market themselves as that and have been successful because like you said, there's a lot of reasons that people may not want to go to Florida. So this is about as close as you can be without going there. So.
It is, and Valdosta, like I said earlier, Chris, Valdosta is so ideally located, and our weather is so ideal for retirement community. I mean, we have a tip. It gets hot in the summertime, but this is South Georgia. But then we have some mild winters.
Right.
And we're very close to the Gulf. Mm-hmm. We're very close to the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. We always talk about we're halfway between Atlanta and Orlando, and we're only 3.5 hours from Tampa. Mm-hmm. So one of the day's drive, you can go almost anywhere in the southeast from Valdosta, Georgia.
That's exactly right. As somebody once said, we're not in the middle of nowhere. We're in the middle of everything.
That's exactly right. That's why it's called God's country.
That's right. Well, and see, the reason you had to probably surprised by those comments about seniors, you're still a young man, J.D. You haven't nowhere to worry about that yet. So.
Well, I just I think I'm young anyway.
I know this being on the campaign trail may make you feel tired. I know you've had a lot of places. We've had a lot of forums, and that's a good thing as hopefully we continue to get good turnout. And hopefully good turnout at the polls as well. Now with early voting, folks have the opportunity. And if they want to meet with you or get more information, could they just give you a call? What's the best way for folks?
The easiest way is to just visit our website at electjdrice.com. or like us on Facebook.
There you go. And again, I'm sure we'll have more opportunities, probably more forums as well that'll be coming up for folks to get out. And if they want to meet you face-to-face, they could do that as well.
I'd love to do it.
Yeah. J.D., we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Chris, so much.
Absolutely.